You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
If we knew sound effects, we would have fireworks or something exciting going off. Was that your fireworks impression?
Yes.
Listeners, just so you know, we normally record these in the morning, and we are recording in the afternoon, and Suzanne and I have learned that we're both very distracted in the afternoon, so watch out for that.
Yes, that'll be so fun.
Yeah. So, Suzanne, we are in a new year, so are you into New Year's resolutions? Like, you don't have to tell us what yours are, but do you like to make New Year's resolutions?
So, no.
Okay.
In short, no. So I am not. I like the idea of them, mm-hmm. and I usually start off strong, but I will be honest, I'm not always good with follow through.
Sure.
Now, there was a couple of years ago, where I work with, you know, TGP, and I had never read the Bible through, mm-hmm. and I was just, like, very convicted and felt like the Holy Spirit was leading me to do that. And so that is one New Year's resolution that I did actually keep, was I was able to read the Bible through in a year.
That's great. That's mm-hmm. that's a really good one.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like you. I like the idea of New Year's resolutions, and I'll make them. Normally what I'll try to do is like make a commitment for a few months instead of for an entire year. Although mm-hmm. A couple of years ago, see, you read the Bible in a year. My New Year's resolution, I'm having a hard time talking today. My New Year's resolution was to keep my car clean for a year. And I did that.
It was for a whole year you kept your car clean?
I know.
That's amazing.
It really was, especially if you had seen my car prior to the new year. It was awful. Yes. So that was good. And it's still pretty clean.
Wow. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we are talking about a new unit, Unit 17. So, Suzanne, why don't you give us our new unit information?
Yes. So the unit title for Unit 17 is Hope at Home. And so what we'll be learning in this unit is that after 70 years, the exile was over and God brought his people home to Judah. Through the prophet Zechariah, God spoke a message of hope to his people about what would happen in the future. The people began to rebuild the temple so that they would have a place to worship God. Years later in Persia, God used Esther to save his people through her bravery and sacrifice. So for Unit 17, we do have a new big picture question and key passage. And so our big picture question for younger preschool is, how did God fix what sin broke? And the answer is, God sent Jesus. For older preschool, it is, how did God plan to fix what sin broke? God planned to send Jesus. And then lastly for kids, how did God plan to fix what sin broke? Before he created the world, God planned to send the Messiah. Our key passage for Unit 17 is found in Isaiah 25:9. And so the Bible phrase for babies and toddlers is, this is our God. He saved us. Let's rejoice and be glad. The Bible phrase for younger preschool is, this is our God. We waited and he saved us. For older preschool, the key passage is, look, this is our God. We have waited for him and he has saved us. And lastly for kids, it is, on that day it will be said, look, this is our God. We have waited for him and he has saved us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let's rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And again, that is found in Isaiah 25:9.
Awesome. Thanks, Suzanne. And on this episode, we are discussing Unit 17, Session 1, God Brought His People Home. And this is focusing on Ezra chapters 1 through 3. After Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem, the people of Judah were taken to Babylon. During this time, God remained faithful to his people. We learned how God gave Daniel wisdom, visions, and rescued him from the lion's den. We also saw how God saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace. All throughout the 70 years in exile, God was working out his plan to one day bring them back to Jerusalem. This week, we'll learn how God brought them home and helped them rebuild the temple. Our story points for this week: for preschool, it's God brought his people back to Jerusalem. And for kids, it's the exile was over and God brought his people back to Jerusalem. All right, so now let's head into talking about some areas that need a little extra instructions or prep. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
So this week in preschool, we just have one tip, and it is found in our preschool worship guide. And the activity is called Paint with Silver and Gold. And so I know that sometimes that particular kind of paint, silver and gold, can be really hard to find. So if you have a hard time finding washable silver and gold paint, you could use yellow or gray or metallic crayons instead.
Very fun. You know, they also make those dot markers in sort of metallic.
Yes.
So you could do that
too. Oh, yeah, that's
a
great idea. Mm-hmm.
They're glittery. So you could find like a glittery gold and probably glittery blue to do something like that. All right. And in older kids, there's an activity called Promise Pop. And if you want to do this activity but have kids who are sensitive to noise, simply crumple up the strips of paper and have the kids straighten them out instead of retrieving them by popping the balloons. All right, let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. And I was actually just talking with a group of kids about what it looks like to have faith, even when it doesn't feel like God is moving in a situation in our lives or we don't hear his voice. I think one of the ways we strengthen our faith and strengthen the faith of the kids in our classes is to continually put stories of God's promise keeping in front of them. And this story is one of those. I love that we open the story with the promise that God made through Jeremiah, and then we get to see that the fulfillment of that promise through the rest of the story's text. And the fact that the king not only let them out of captivity, but also sent them with gifts is amazing. This story is such a beautiful picture of God's promise-keeping character.
That's such a good point, Maggie. It makes me think of that song, Waymaker, and the part that says, you know, even when we can't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. And it just reminds me that God was at work with his people while they were in captivity, preparing them and their home for their return. And how God is at work also in our lives, in our situations, preparing us for what he has in store. And just the sweet promise that God always keeps his promises and he can be trusted because he is a good God.
That's really good, Suzanne. I love that we get to teach those truths to kids. That's such a gift. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.